You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Today's essayist, Byun Song, talks about how her grandma came to be her traveling buddy. Here's Song with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
My grandma is 60 years older than me, but that didn't stop us from traveling together. Our footprints cover many regions of the world, from Sichuan, China to Taiwan, from Thailand to South Korea, from France to Italy. We have been traveling together for more than 15 years. My grandma is not a traditional Chinese woman. She's a former engineer and Chinese national table tennis athlete. She refuses to spend her life after retirement lying on a couch and watching sitcoms. My grandma loves traveling and adventures. She is curious and open-minded. She believes life is a series of experiences. She is my role model. Like many teenagers, there was a time when I hated traveling with my family, simply because it was totally not cool. Traveling with family means you are a little baby who needs care from adults. Traveling with family means you only have boring nights at a hotel watching TV. Traveling with family means you have to forget about unplanned fun and crazy ideas. I wanted to spend time with my friends, hanging out at night and exploring unknown cities. I wanted to post Facebook pictures of my exaggerated smile with funny gestures, like other cool kids. I tried to persuade my family to travel without me. Mom was silent for a while. Then she said, "I understand you, but you must realize one thing. You are able to travel by yourself or with friends, but grandma is not. You have plenty of time to spend with friends, but you may not have much time to spend with grandma. She is not young and strong anymore, but she still wants to travel. She needs your help." For the first 5 years of our travels, grandma took care of me, and she showed more courage and energy than me during the tiring trips. But you cannot stop the hands of time. She has changed over the past 10 years. Her steps became heavier. She got sleepy more often. Now the roles are reversed. I must be in charge, while she becomes the one who needs care and patience. But when she laughs like a kid at the snow view from the top of Europe, I realize it's still the best way to travel for both of us. Many young people struggle with the generation gap, feeling awkward during the annual visit to their grandparents' house. Traveling together means I always have something to chat about with my grandma. I recently posted a new picture on my Facebook page with the description, 23-year-old and 83-year-old go hand in hand to see the wide and beautiful world. It's my coolest picture, because I believe in traveling with grandma.
Byun Song for WPSU's This I Believe. Song is a graduate student at Penn State majoring in international affairs. She's hoping her grandma will be able to come to her graduation in May. Do you have beliefs surrounding travel? Write an essay and submit it to wpsu.org/believe. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.